We began a series last Sunday evening, four Sunday evenings, and every once in a while we'll dip into it. It's about all the hymns in the New Testament, the songs. Some call it not poetry, but exalted prose. You can call it anything you want. It's beautiful. Tonight we're going to do something different. Book of Revelation in under 30 minutes, hopefully 20. Wait, you're laughing at me. I don't blame you. I would too. No, really, seriously. The book of Revelation contains more songs in it, more hymns in it, more doxologies, which we're going to start with. Turn to Revelation, the first chapter. A doxology is a hymn of glory and praise. And you'll usually notice what it is when it uses the word glory, but they don't all do that. But I want you to see the first doxology that opens up the book of Revelation. And let me put it this way. For many, many Christians, the book of Revelation is intimidating and difficult. I understand that. It's apocalyptic literature where we're not really used to that kind of literature as such. How do you understand it with all of its incredible imagery and symbolism and monsters and demons and angels and heavenly hosts and God and Satan? And keep it simple. That's what we're going to do tonight. We are going to look at the 15 hymns that really serve as the structure of the book of Revelation. When I taught Revelation, I barely began to see this, the second teaching of Revelation, and I had to study it more. And let's say you don't understand or even appreciate all the deep symbolism and apocalyptic language of the book of Revelation. You will get these songs. You will get these hymns. And in all these hymns, 15 of them, everything you need to know ultimately about the ultimate principle of the book of Revelation will be clearly stated. All we're going to do is look at the songs of the book of Revelation. Start in the first chapter. In the first chapter, of course, John starts out and he gives that typical introduction of what letters begin with, grace and peace in verse 4. But ultimately, look at the first doxology. It is a hymn of glory and praise. It's found in the middle of verse 5. To him, because you see this book comes from someone, it comes from him who is and who was and who is about to come, verse 4 says. And it comes from the seven spirits who are before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Here's the first doxology. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. What's the book of Revelation all about? You just read it. You just saw it. It's all about God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And ultimately, it's about what God has done through Christ. As God has freed us from our sins by the blood of Jesus, he's made us a kingdom and priests. All this is to the glory and dominion, the power of God forever and ever. Amen. And notice it's even a prayer, just like a song. Behold, look, verse 7 says, he is coming with the clouds and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. There's good and there's bad in the book of Revelation. There's judgment and there's salvation. There's doom and gloom, and yet there's joy and blessing. And we got to get used to that as we study Revelation. But in all of the songs, they emphasize the glory of God, the praise of God. You and I may not understand Revelation very well, but you can and you must understand these hymns. Well, we look at the churches of Asia as they're addressed, but we pass them over to simply look at chapter 4 and 5, which is where the drama of the book of Revelation begins. and compressed within chapter 4 and 5 before the cycle of the seven seals and the seven trumpets and the seven bowls of wrath and all of that complexity is unfurled upon the earth, because this is a book about judgment. The Lord is coming, and ready or not, here He comes. If you're not ready, woe to you. If you are, God bless you. There are five hymns compressed in chapter 4 and 5. All we're going to do is read them. Understand, all of these hymns are said or sung by the heavenly hosts. And if you read the context carefully, you will see that ultimately the heavenly host and the songs they sing and the angels sing catches us up in it as well. And soon the saints are singing to the glory of God. We're just going to look at the doxologies as they appear and the hymns as they follow. So as the heavens open, the door is open in heaven, and we look in, what ultimately do we see? We see the heavenly host, and here it is, drop within the middle of verse 8. And they never cease to say, the heavenly host, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." That's all you need to know. What is it? You just told everything you need to know about God, ultimately. And that's one of the things. In each one of these hymns, there is some key statement of faith, some confession of faith that we are to make in our own life's profession of faith. What did you learn about God? He's holy, holy, holy. The one who is separate from everything else and above everything else is the Lord God, the Holy Other One. And the most predominant trait of His very nature is holiness, sanctification. And He is the one who was and is to come. He's past, present, and future. Wow. So you can understand the book of Revelation. The second hymn is found in verse 11. All these heavenly beings say, "Worthy are you, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power." There's the doxology, the glory, the praise, the power. "For you created everything, and by your will they existed and were created." So what did you learn about God there? He is the creator God of all. And He is awesome. He is worthy of our love, our service, our praise, our worship. This is what Revelation is ultimately about. These series of hymns and songs and psalms and poems and prayers, it's all about who God is to us and who we are to Him and what God's purpose is all about. Drop down into the fifth chapter. Here's the third a psalm that is including the prayers of the saints and a new song that is being sung by all of heaven and all of those who are living the heavenly life. Look at verse 9. "Worthy are you to take the scroll, to open its seals." The drama is about to begin in the book of Revelation. "For you, Jesus, were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation." Listen. "And you, Lord, have made them," us, "a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign," they shall rule on the earth. What are we created for? To be a kingdom of priests? To rule. Not to be losers, but to be kings and queens and priests and priestesses in the kingdom of God. So what do we say to that? Verse 12, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive." Now, look at the sevenfold doxology here. Count them. "To receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." This is what we're supposed to do with our lives. When we understand the magnificence of the God whom we serve and love, who loves us so much He gave us His own Son to be the Lamb of God that came into the world to take away our sins. He is worthy of all praise and glory and honor and power and blessing. And then it's said again in the middle of verse 13. Here's the fifth doxology. "To Him who sits on the throne," who sits on the throne of your life, of your heart, of the universe, Jesus the Christ, "who sits on the throne, to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Wow. And you thought the book of Revelation was difficult? The only thing difficult is for us to come to the central truth that God is holy and worthy of all praise and glory and honor, and we need to bow before Him. And the world needs to bow before Him. And then the seven seals, they're open to reveal what largely is a judgment that is going to come upon the earth someday, some way, somehow, someplace. But in the midst, we come across several interludes where the horrible doom and gloom breaks, and we get to look back into heaven. And this happens in the seventh chapter. In the seventh chapter, beginning in verse 9, all the way to the end of the chapter, is just one giant interlude between the horrific action and the judgments of God. And what do those who are a part of the great multitude, which very simply is us, all believers everywhere for all time, the great multitude, and they're looked upon as if they are in heaven now. Well, we dwell in heavenly places. What is it they're saying? What is it they're crying out? Do you hear them? Look at verse 10. Here's what they say with a loud voice. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And then it goes on and it merges into the seventh great hymn of the book. And all the angels were standing around the throne and they get caught up in the glory. And the elders and the four living creatures, they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Do you realize the power and the passion that are in all of these songs, hymns, spiritual songs? Do you passionately feel this way about God? Your prayer life, your song life, your service of worship to Him? No? You see why we need the book of Revelation to get in the spirit, in the mode. And then we're told more about these who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb in verse 15. Here comes another. And it is a hymn of praise, a psalm of glory. Therefore, verse 15 says, here's number 8. Therefore, they are before the throne. That's where we live. And they serve Him day and night. Oh, wait a minute. We're transported into eternal glory. That's exactly right. We dwell in heavenly places even now, and one day we will be there. In this interlude, in the midst of doom and gloom, we get a glimpse of heaven. And we get a glimpse of ourselves in heaven. Therefore, they are before the throne of God, and they serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in their midst of the throne will be their shepherd. And He will guide them to the springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. You're used to that in the last couple of chapters of the book, but it's in the middle of the book right now. It's in the heart of the book. And we get to see the end from the beginning. We get to see the future in the present. And that's the glory of studying a book like this. Well, after the seals are broken to reveal the coming judgment of God and the glory of Christ, then seven angels are called to blow seven trumpets to announce the judgment of God and the glory of Christ. And we have to go a chapter or two or three, 11th chapter, where we look at the seventh trumpet, which basically brings the first half of the book to a close, and it almost forms a kind of interlude that is critical in the first half, the end of the first half of the book, the 15th verse of the 11th chapter. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven. What were they saying? Ah, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. The kingdoms of the world will fall one by one, but the kingdom of God remains forever. You see, you may not get all of the fine details of the book of Revelation, but you've got to get that. And the 24 elders who sit on the thrones before God, they fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, here's number 9 in particular, the 9th hymn. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. For you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came. See, judgment, yes. But largely, if we are true believers, we escape the judgment and the wrath of God. Your wrath came, but the time for the dead to be judged and for the rewarding of your servants, the prophets and the saints, and for those who fear your name, both small and great, and for destroying the destroyers of the earth. God's coming in judgment to judge sin and sinners, but to save the saints eternally. See how simple this is? And we're just looking at the songs of the book of Revelation. The 12th chapter is really the book of Revelation rebooting. It's starting all over again. And we get behind the scenes. We get a deeper spiritual background. You know I trust the 12th chapter. If you don't know any other chapter in the book, you know should know the 12th chapter. It's that great sign of this incredibly beautiful, gorgeous woman in adorned with the stars and the jewels of heaven. And she's pregnant with child. And she's about to give birth to a son, a male child, who when he's born, he will become, he's the Messiah in the splendid figures. But there's another sign, the great red dragon, the beast, the father of all demons, is right there ready to devour the child. And she gives birth to a male child. Verse 5, it says, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up to God and his throne. And then Satan is cast down to earth, and oh, there's a struggle between good and evil. But there's one thing you've got to see in all of this. Verse 10, a loud voice in heaven says here in the 12th chapter, verse 10, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, our brothers, has been thrown down, Satan, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they... You and me, brothers and sisters, we have conquered him, the evil one, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, for they, we, love not our lives even unto death. It's to die for. Remember that this morning? That's the 10th. How am I doing on time? Ooh, good, good, good. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Then look, if you will, at the following. As we move toward the end and the seven bowls of wrath are about to be poured out, they pause for another song. In the 15th chapter, we see the 11th psalm in the book, hymn. Great and amazing, as you look at verse 3, as they sing about Moses and the Lamb. Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? Surely you will fear and glorify the name of the Lord. For you, here is our confession of faith. For you, O Lord, alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship you. Every knee will bow. Every tongue confess. You know that. For your righteous acts have been revealed. Move into this 16th chapter as the bowls of wrath and judgment are ultimately poured out. But even in the middle of all this activity, in the third angel pouring out his bowl, an angel says this in verse 5. Just are you, O Holy One, who is and who was, for you brought these judgments, for they the world, the evil men, the destroyers, have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. It is what they deserved. And I heard the altar saying, yes, Lord, God the Almighty, true and just are your judgments. What did you learn there? God is right. He's always right. He's the only one that's right. Everyone else is wrong. True and just. Everything God does, even in judging, even in the doom and the gloom of coming judgments upon sinful men and women, what he does is just and right. Then turn to the 19th chapter, and this wraps everything up. We'll look at the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of these great hymns in the book of Revelation. By the way, I didn't read them all. There are others, like the entire 18th chapter, is one giant poem of doom and gloom for Babylon the Great, the enemy of God. She's going down. She's gone down. She's judged. But what happens after this? Ah, the glory of heaven opens up again, and we see Jesus on that white horse, and we see His bride. And here, lo and behold, in the 19th chapter, we have a threefold hallelujah chorus. Every one of the final concluding hymns of praise and glory begins with the word hallelujah. And here's what the great multitude in heaven was saying. Hallelujah, in verse 1, the middle part. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for His judgments are true and just. For He has judged the great prostitute Babylon the Great, who corrupted the earth with her immorality, and has avenged on her the blood of His servants. Once more they cried out, hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures, here comes the fourth basic hallelujah chorus. The next hallelujah, the next psalm, the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who was seated on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. And from the throne came a voice saying, praise God, all you His servants, you who fear Him, small and great. And then I heard, here comes the 15th, the final, I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, rules. Let us rejoice and exult and give Him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. And it was granted to her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. There it is. 15 hymns in the book of Revelation that give us one of the most beautiful pictures of what it's all about. It's all about God and His glory and His honor and His power and what He's done through Christ, the Lamb who came to give us salvation through the blood of Himself. It's about His kingdom and what God came to do to make us kings and queens and priests and priestesses. It's about judgment over the world of evil. Evil is going down, and all you need to know in all of this is God is going to win. And if you walk with Him, you will win too. If you don't, you will be the biggest loser of all. The choice is yours. Ah, the hymns of Revelation. What a beautiful song. If you're subject to the gospel call, ready to come to the Lord and accept His wonder, His power, His glory, His honor, all of His blessings, will you come as together we stand and sing this song?